Savior was one who loved us and cared for us in a mighty way. But you ever thought about how the commercialization has come about and the various other things? And the people are thoughtful about giving. We have a lot of Christmas cards that have been given. We're putting them in sacks, and the sacks are alphabetized. We have even more cards to arrive this morning. That's great. We'll put them in the sacks, and you'll get them, belated or otherwise, but you'll get them. And it'll be a great time for you. But you ever thought about the last gift that Jesus gave to his disciples? In John chapter 14, beginning about verse 27, you'll read about that gift. Jesus said, "My peace I leave with you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled. Let them not be afraid." The Lord gave peace to his disciples as the last gift. He would be taken from that time, and that would be a trial, and that would be a crucifixion. And of course, Jesus would be in the tomb. He would be resurrected. His tomb is empty, even still empty today. But my point is that here is the gift that he gave to them. "I give this peace to you." Why did they need peace? Well, the last subject of conversation with Jesus that disciples had was about who would be greatest in the kingdom of heaven. They had burdened Jesus with that particular question, even to the point that a couple of disciples' mother had come involved and came to visit Jesus about giving one of her sons a right hand and another son the left hand place when you come into the kingdom. And they were fussing one with another all the time. Even the night that they went up to that time in which they celebrated the Passover and the Lord's Supper was instituted with Jesus on that occasion, they were fussing as they went up those stairs about who among us would be greatest in the kingdom. They didn't have peace within themselves until they had that recognition of either being servant to or over all the others. Jesus sought to remedy that by bringing a little child in their midst and say, "Except you be like this little child, you cannot enter the kingdom." They didn't get fully the message with the little child being brought there. Our Lord Jesus tried to teach them. He told the woman, he said, "I'm not an earthly judge. Who made me to be a judge over this? I can't declare one on the right hand, one on the left. This is an earthly. You're looking at this too earthly. This is not earthly kingdom we're talking about here." And to the disciples there on this occasion, he's knelt down to wash their feet, saying to them, "If I, your Lord and Master, so kneel and wash your feet, you ought to wash one another's." That wouldn't be the role of a king, a ruler. That'd be the role of the servant in the household. Jesus said, "He that will be greatest among you will be the servant of all." So you see, Jesus tried a number of methods to teach them and show them there was one more thing that he would do, to declare to them, "Live by peace. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth." How does the world give peace? Well, the world gives peace by having enough time, enough power, enough money, enough fame. The world gives peace to individuals that find themselves able to pay for it or to go for it or whatever. The world at large gives a peace that is temporary at best. If it lasts a full lifetime, 70, 75, 100 years, it's a short period of time that one has that great victory, because it comes to a close, comes to an end. But this peace that Jesus said he would give wouldn't be like the world. It would be a peace that would cause their hearts to neither be troubled nor afraid. A real confidence in the Lord. A real comfort in his right way of doing things. The problem of context in the disciples' lives is why I believe Jesus gave this last gift to them before his impending death. "My peace I give unto you." when Jesus would be taken for trial, and obviously Peter would follow forward, and finally he would come in. The book of John tells us that John was known by some of those people that were putting Jesus under trial, and the house in which he was found for the advent of the trial. John was the one who came outside. Peter was outside. You remember Jesus had told Simon Peter that he would deny him three times before the rooster crows. In the morning he would deny me three times. Peter couldn't believe that that would happen. Denied that it happened once, much less three times. Couldn't believe that that would take place. And he's outside here, warming himself by the fire, as it is. And John comes to the door and tells the chamberlain, he's all right, let him in. That's how he got in to where Jesus was. That's how, when he got in, this little maiden walked up to him and said, hey, you were with him, weren't you? And he denied it. And she once again said, yeah, you were with him. I'm almost sure of it. And he denied it again. And then she came back at a little distance and said, your speech is, she heard him talking, no doubt. She said, your speech, your sound of dialect, it's you. And with cursing and swearing, he said, I know not the man. And of course, Jesus looked at him, and he remembered the words Jesus had told him. And he had anything but peace at that point in time. He was in great sorrow. A little bit later, the burial of Jesus in that tomb, and vast rocks were put. And of course, they were loosened, and the message came that he had been raised from the dead. You remember, it's John and Peter that ran to that, what would be an empty tomb. And what did they find? Of course, an empty tomb. But they also found the grave clothes, wrapped and folded neatly and placed over to themselves. Would that be, I asked you, would that be the activity of a person who was fearful of being caught, fearful of being put in the tomb once again, fearful of his life, that his grave clothes would be folded neatly and placed to a side? Or would that be the last sign that Jesus would tell Simon Peter and John? I'm at peace. No man takes my life from me. I give it of my own accord. My Father says that he will cause me to come back from the dead. I believe him. I trust him. Jesus, when he was called back to life, he looked around and took off those garments and folded them up and laid them where he knew his disciples coming up there would see the most peaceful, serene scene that they could.